time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The Fairfield area weather calling for a 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, a high near 79, a 30% chance of scattered showers and storms tonight, especially late, a low near 63. I'm Darren Caudill reporting. An accident in Fairfield Saturday afternoon did not result in injuries serious enough to send anyone involved to the hospital. Fairfield police were not able to provide details on the accident, but said it occurred at 4:43 p.m. at the intersection of First and Main Streets. Police said there was an ambulance refusal following the accident. More news after this break.
September is here, and that can only mean one thing. Fairfield's 51st annual Fall Fun Fest. Come to downtown Fairfield September 11th through the 14th for food, vendors, rides, and entertainment. There's a full schedule of events for anyone, any age. Spend some time getting reacquainted with Fairfield, friends, and everything we miss out on during the hustle and bustle of a busy week. For a schedule and full details of events, like them on Facebook at Fairfield's Fall Fun Fest.
I joined because I wanted to contribute to something bigger than myself. On my first patrol, my adrenaline was pumping.
I knew it would be tough, but I was ready for the challenge.
Always on high alert. After a while, it takes a toll. I was counting the days till I came home to my family. Finally, the day arrived.
It was good to be home, at first. But then I realized things were different. I was different.
I had trouble focusing and relating to things the way I used to. Then a buddy noticed something wasn't right. He said he'd been there, that there are resources out there for veterans. I decided to reach out. I found resources that helped and connected with other veterans who had similar experiences.
Once I started making connections, things began to turn around.
There may still be bumps in the road, but now I know where to turn.
Find resources and support at maketheconnection.net.
Make the connection.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to your station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like Three Chicks Fudgery, ACT Tire and Auto, Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center, and Bullard's Farm Market and Bakery. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long each deal will last.
Reports out of Wabash County say two people were killed early Saturday morning in a house fire in Mount Carmel. According to the Wabash County Sheriff, a 911 call came in around 8:30 Saturday morning. When a deputy arrived on scene, the sheriff said the deputy found the entire front of the house on fire. Mount Carmel Fire Chief Francis Seff said the sheriff's department was able to drag one occupant from the house and said the second one was still inside. The sheriff's office believed that person was dead before being pulled out, leaving one other person in the home. The report said the deputies could see another person was still in the house, but it was too dangerous to go back in. The Illinois State Fire Marshal and Illinois State Police, CSI, are investigating to determine the cause of the fire. The Wabash County Coroner's Office said autopsies for the two individuals is scheduled for Monday afternoon. The annual Jeff Frontier Day celebration concludes today. Activities include a morning worship beginning at 10:30 a.m. with Brother Daniel Lewis. Serving of the chicken dinner will begin at 11:30 a.m. And at 1 p.m. today, praise and worship groups will be performing, featuring local talent. Emerson Barbary, the daughter of Chad and Jessica Barbary of Jeff, was crowned this year's Little Miss Frontier Days. She was crowned during activities Friday evening. State Representative Darren Bailey announced this past week that Surgeon General Vice Admiral Jerome M. Adams issued an advisory emphasizing the importance of protecting youth and pregnant women from the health risks of marijuana use. This position supports Representative Darren Bailey's position to oppose recreational use of marijuana, when it was voted on in the Illinois House. Representative Bailey said, "While I do support the use of cannabis for medical purposes, I continue to oppose the legalizing of recreational use because of the health implications and the public safety concerns of smoking and driving or using heavy equipment on the job." He went on to say, "This new advisory reinforces my argument not to allow for the widespread use of pot because of the negative effects on the developing brain," unquote. Marijuana, or cannabis, is the most commonly used illicit drug in the United States. Delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol, or THC, a component of marijuana, binds to receptors in the brain, producing euphoria and a variety of potentially harmful effects, including intoxication and memory and motor impairments. Newer strains of marijuana have also shown to be increasingly more potent, leading to other risks like anxiety, agitation, paranoia, and psychosis. The U.S. Surgeon General is considered the nation's doctor, providing Americans with the best scientific information available on how to improve their health and reduce the risk of illness and injury. Surgeon General Adams oversees the U.S. Public Health Service Commissioned Corps, a group of over 6,000 uniformed officers in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services who are public health professionals. The USPHS mission is to protect, promote, and advance the health of our nation. The governor recently appointed a broadband advisory council to prepare for the rollout of $420 million in spending to expand broadband in Illinois. The group is trying to work through many early issues that will impact how to get high-speed internet to all parts of the state, says Chief Technology Officer Lori Sorensen with the Department of Innovation and Technology.
Not only adoption by folks in their homes to use broadband, but it's also to extend out and accelerate the application of telehealth applications, distance learning. And so those are all areas that we want to kind of focus on.
Reports from the advisory council and working groups are due back to the governor by December 31st. A new state law aims to make it safer for people to cross the street in Illinois. Kim Howard has the story.
Mason's Law cracks down on drivers who fail to yield in intersections and at crosswalks and end up seriously injuring someone, says Representative Lindsay Parkhurst of Kankakee.
So this helped establish that if you cause serious injury, that you could lose your driver's license, have it be suspended or revoked, to try to bring more seriousness to people paying attention and stopping when, you know, they're supposed to stop.
Previously, drivers in this situation usually only ended up paying a fine. The law takes effect next summer and is named after 24-year-old Mason Kenor of rural Clifton. He was killed in an intersection last year. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Congressman Rodney Davis says by spending the month of August around farmers that he heard plenty about tariffs on farm products and the trade war with China. Davis says the president still feels that his path with China is the right way to move forward.
No, it hasn't gotten any better on the tariff front. I mean, this president, he was clear when he ran for president. President Trump likes tariffs. I mean, this is something that he and I haven't agreed on. There are certain areas that I applauded him on addressing, like steel dumping. He believes that he is winning any conflict with China right now.
Davis says a more immediate impact could be felt for farmers if Congress passes a new NAFTA agreement. Fairfield Coin Club will be meeting today at Frontier Community College. Doors open at 11 a.m. The meeting and auction will start at 1:30 p.m. There will be a raffle and coin dealers present. Everyone is welcome. For more information, you can email the Coin Club at fairfieldcoinclub@gmail.com or go to their Facebook page. And the Flora Public Library will host a book signing by local author Keith H. Graham this coming Saturday, September 14th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Keith's book, The Message on the Christmas Sled, Simple Messages from a Humble Man for His Neighbors During Simpler Times, will be available in paperback for $18. Keith will be autographing copies of his book. For more information, you can call the library at 618-662-6553. That's the news. Area deaths are next.
Young entrepreneurs of the Wayne County CEO program need your support. Bids will be accepted for the lanyards that they wear around their necks in Southern Illinois. Your business can be featured. The CEO program is in its first year in Wayne County and teaches business, ethics, morals, and life skills. Students actually start their own businesses. Interested in bidding on the lanyards? Email cbanderson@waynecity100.org. Wayne County CEO, creating entrepreneurial opportunities.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 100-year-old Fairfield resident Juanita Taylor died at 7:25 Saturday morning at Aperian Care in Fairfield. Funeral arrangements for Juanita Taylor are pending at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. 96-year-old Helen Louise Blanton died November 4th at Red Banks Nursing Home in hospice care. She was a member of the Bennett Memorial Methodist Church in Henderson, Kentucky. Helen Blanton is survived by her daughter, Winnie Louise Connor, three grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, one great-great-grandchild, and several nieces and nephews. A graveside memorial service for Helen Blanton will be held at 1 p.m. Saturday, September 14th at Maple Ridge Cemetery in Carmi. The Stendevac Family Funeral Home in Carmi is overseeing the service. 92-year-old Albion resident Edna Ruth Barnes died September 3rd. Visitation for Edna Ruth Barnes will be held from noon until 2 p.m. today at the Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion. A celebration of life will be held at 2 p.m. with burial to follow at Graceland Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the Edwards County Senior Citizens Center. The Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion is in charge of the arrangements. If you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at our website at wfiwradio.com. I'm Darren Cottle reporting.
Veterans Chronicles tells the stories of America's heroes in their own words, from World War II to the present day. Honor the valor and sacrifice of our service members and hear history from those who were there. Listen in Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your News Talk Connection.
The annual Cedarhurst Art and Craft Fair is Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th in Mount Vernon. Enjoy the art of over 100 crafters, plus food booths, beer tents, great music, and a kids' zone. Admission is just $5 for a day jam-packed with unique artists, lots of music, art demonstrations, great food, beer, wine, craft brews, and fun for all ages. There's pay to park near the fair or catch the $3 round-trip shuttle to Cedarhurst from Times Square Mall. Find all the Craft Fair weekend details on Facebook or at cedarhurst.org.
Here's your sports update for today. College football yesterday, Illinois beat Connecticut 31-23. Indiana over Eastern Illinois 52-0. Purdue over Vanderbilt 42-24. Ohio State over Cincinnati 42-0. In double overtime, Michigan beat Army 24-21. Wisconsin over Central Michigan 61-0. Iowa beat Rutgers 30-0. Maryland over Syracuse 63-20, Colorado edged Nebraska 34-31, Oklahoma over South Dakota 70-14, number one ranked Clemson over Texas A&M 24-10, Georgia beat Murray State 63-17, and Alabama over New Mexico State 62-10. Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals beat Pittsburgh 10-1, Milwaukee topped the Chicago Cubs 3-2. The L.A. Angels edged the Chicago White Sox 8-7, and Arizona beat Cincinnati 2-0. In the local sports schedule for today, college softball, FCC continuing their play down at Dyersburg State in Tennessee. St. Louis Cardinals play at Pittsburgh again today. The game can be heard on WOKZ 105.9 beginning at 11:40 a.m., The Chicago Cubs are up in Milwaukee, and the White Sox take on the L.A. Angels. And a full day of regular season NFL games today, including the Indianapolis Colts at the LA Chargers. Tennessee is at Cleveland, Baltimore at Miami, Atlanta at Minnesota, Buffalo at the New York Jets, Washington will be at Philadelphia, the Rams at Carolina, the Chiefs at Jacksonville, the Bengals will be out at Seattle, New York Giants play at Dallas, Detroit's at Arizona, San Francisco at Tampa Bay, and Pittsburgh will be at New England. That's your sports update.
This Redbird Recap is brought to you by Spectrum Mobile. Spectrum Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data, and you can save up to 40%. Go to SpectrumMobile.com today.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. The Cardinals out-hit the Pirates 11-6 and beat them 10-1 last night at PNC Park to set up the rubber game in the series today with Jack Flaherty on the mound, and we're going to be on the air at 11:40 this morning. But last night, the Cardinals got another great outing from Adam Wainwright, and Adam had two hits.
Really a complete victory all the way around. Wainwright helped himself. Yes, he did, but he also pitched very well. Went seven innings again for the second time in a row, picked up his 11th victory of the year, home run by Marcell Ozuna, but the Cardinals continued, John, to add on throughout the game.
Yadier Molina extended his hitting streak to 14 games with his last at-bat, helping the Cardinals to a 10-1 victory. It's Flaherty today for the Cardinals against James Marvel making his Major League debut as the Cardinals try to win 2 out of 3 at PNC Park.
Did you know that with Spectrum Mobile, you could save big on your wireless bill? Get our Buy the Gig plan for just $14 a gig and pay for only the data you use. Unlimited talk and text included. Go ahead, grab your wireless bill and compare. Use a lot of data? We've got you covered. Ask about our unlimited data plan. Spectrum Mobile, the best network, the best devices, the best value. Get Spectrum Mobile today at SpectrumMobile.com. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for offer restrictions and details.
And the Fairfield area weather, mostly cloudy today. A 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially during the morning, a high around 79. Mostly cloudy tonight, a 30% chance of scattered showers and storms, mainly late, a low of 63. Sunny Monday, a high of 88. Mostly sunny Tuesday, a high of 93. Sunny Wednesday and Thursday, highs in the low 90s. And mostly sunny Friday, another slight chance of showers and storms, a high near 88. Present Fairfield temperature is 59.